The Illinois Department of Natural Resources hired a new deputy director this year named Michael Howard. It's fair to say Howard is a city boy. He lives in Chicago, but he came to the campus of Western Illinois University to give the keynote address at the Prairie Lands Environmental Summit. What wisdom does a city boy have to offer a rural community when it comes to caring for the land? Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell spoke with Howard to find out.
For 35 years, companies illegally dumped their trash on a 3.5-acre piece of land on Chicago's south side. The soil there was filled with lead, and the ground was covered in construction debris and rusty car parts. For the past 16 years, Michael Howard has worked to turn the polluted dumping site into a wildlife oasis.
Today, you're going to find a wetland, you're going to find a prairie, I mean, a wide range of wildlife, from coyotes to ringneck pheasants to white-tailed deer.
Howard's project is called Eden Place Nature Center. And in addition to being a habitat for wildlife, for the past 2 years, Eden Place has worked to bring fresh produce to the community. With help from a USDA grant, they've grown an urban garden, a farmer's market, and a community-supported agriculture operation, also known as a CSA. Howard says the program is good for the community's health and their economy.
Not only are you investing in the CSA, which has a potential to provide your family with a regular supply of vegetables during the growing seasons, but you're also investing in human capital, because it takes people from the community to actually grow the food.
When I spoke with Howard, he said food and the economy are two things that unite people living in the city and people living in the country.
In Chicago, they have a lot of talk about food deserts. Well, when I travel Illinois and I look at all this farmland that we have, 90% of that is not even for human consumption. So I'm saying to myself, well, if all of these farm products that I'm looking at on the highway, if we're not consuming them, where is the farmer getting his food from? Well, the farmer shops at the grocery store too nowadays. And so for me, there's a lot of food deserts in the rural area, as far as I'm concerned, if you go by the definition of a food desert, because most farmers in Illinois don't grow row crops for consumption.
And so you see that being connected to?
Oh, yes. I see that as us all being connected, because we're suffering from the same plight. You know, in Illinois, if 80% of our food is coming from outside of the state, that affects us economically. That means that every dollar we spend on food in Illinois, 80 cents of it goes out of state. That's an economic devastation. We need those dollars in state to help provide more jobs, more economic benefit for all our communities, so that we all can live a better quality of life and get the services that we all require in the municipalities that we live in.
Do you feel that there is a real divide between the urban communities in the country and the rural communities?
I do believe there is some truth to that, because what's important to a lot of rural families is not relevant to a lot of urban families. And so we have cultural differences that maybe divide us. But I believe also that we all want to eat healthy and safe food. We want to drink healthy and safe water. But, you know, it's becoming more and more commonplace in America that you can't drink your well water anymore because of so much contamination that's in the soil. And our tributaries are just being contaminated over and over again by one industrial product after another, whether it's farm runoff, whether it's things that are taking place on a factory that people don't know about that get into the water table. You know, we have to be so much more aware of our surroundings, because what's happening is we're losing the purity, the cleanliness of the earth. And if we would leave the earth alone, it actually can clean and heal itself.
Howard became deputy director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources in May of this year. During his visit to Western Illinois, he said one of his main goals is to convince people who are apathetic about the natural world that the health of the environment has a direct impact on their lives. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.